Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Preaching Islam is a responsibility which is imposed on every individual with regard to the capacity he finds himself in. And so therefore it is essential that one must realize that preaching is not something which is imposed on every person in equal capacities. It has different aspects, and they have to be realized. Now, there are misconceptions which are found regarding the Islamic perception of preaching or the Islamic concept of preaching, as has been propounded by the Quran. Now, one of these misconceptions is that it is taught by some people and some scholars that migration is one of the phases of dawah, of Islamic dawah, which can come in the life of a preacher. And by this they mean that they can leave their nation, because of course migration means that the preacher has become absolutely non-expectant of the fact that his nation would reform himself, and he can leave his nation as such. And they draw this conclusion on the basis of the migrations which the prophets of God had made in their own times by leaving their nations. And they say, since the prophets of God, they also migrated, so therefore a preacher also, once he thinks that he has lost hope in the faith of his nation, he can also migrate on similar basis. Now, this is also a very serious misconception, and it has to be understood that as far as migration as a phase of dawah is concerned, it comes only and only in the lives of not merely the prophets of God, but only and only the rasuls of God. The Nabi is not a person in whose life this phase comes, the phase of migration comes, because the phase of migration means that the Itmam al-Hujjah has taken place, which means that the truth has been communicated to the nation to such an extent that it is left with no excuse to deny the truth. And this authority and this capacity is only enjoyed by a Rasul of God, a messenger of God. Only a messenger of God is a person who is able to communicate the truth to such an extent. A normal preacher, a common preacher, cannot convey the truth to such an extent that he can say, or he can boast that he has delivered a truth to this extent that his adversaries are left with no excuse to deny it. So a common preacher can never boast of this. Another important thing is that even in the case of Rasuls of God, the fact that the Itmam al-Hujjah has taken place, or the fact that the communication of truth has taken place in such a conclusive manner, that too cannot be known by a Rasul, a messenger of God, by himself. That too has to be communicated by God himself. So therefore we know in the Quran that there are a number of verses which direct the Prophet Muhammad to say to bear with patience until the decree of God arrives. The verses say, فَاسْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. He must wait for the decree of God and not leave his nation until and unless the Almighty tells him so. So therefore we can safely say that migration is a phase of dawah which only comes in the lives or in the phases of dawah of a Rasul of God, not even a Prophet of God or a Nabi of God. Even in his life this phase never comes. He can never leave his nation, simply because it is only a Rasul who does Itmam al-Hujjah. It is only he who is destined, or who is designated with the fact that he can deliver the truth in such a conclusive manner. As far as a common preacher is concerned, he cannot deliver the truth in such a conclusive manner. And also, since this Itmam al-Hujjah can only be communicated by the Almighty, and the institution has wahi has been terminated, so therefore even the Almighty cannot communicate this to any preacher. So it has to be understood that migration as a phase of Islamic dawah will never ever come in the life of a common preacher. He has to stay with his nation all the time. He must stay with him with the nation. He must be their well-wisher. He must keep on preaching them. And the fact that this particular phase is the part of the mission of the messengers of God, yes, this is only the case which has to be understood, that is only part of the mission of the messengers of God, or the Islamic preaching of the messengers of God, because only they can communicate the truth in such a conclusive manner, and to only them the Almighty communicates and tells them when this Itmam al-Hujjah, when this conclusive communication of the truth has taken place. So in a nutshell, we must realize that migration as a phase of preaching will never come. It should not be imagined that it shall come ever in the life of any da'i or any preacher of Islam. And he must keep on preaching, he must remain with his nation, he must never lose hope from his nation, and he must keep on preaching till his own death arrives. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ